Were you one of the hundreds of thousands who headed into the city for the Giants?
Yep.
The opening event of the 2015 festival that captured the hearts and minds of the city. I did that too.
It was incredible.
There was Feathers, I think it was called, also a couple of years before that, which was really another beautiful, beautiful way to celebrate the Festival of Perth in a sort of an open public space. Well, the new artistic director of Perth Festival, local boy Ian Grandage, has just announced an event that will hopefully rival it.
I love this idea. I love it. So on the 1st of March next year, it's the closing day of the festival. Ian will bring you Highway to Hell. 10 kilometres of Canning Highway will be closed for 8 hours to host the world's longest music festival stage. It's a roving concert rolling from one end to another, and it is devoted to AC/DC covers. It all takes place on the 40th anniversary of Bon Scott's death, and a whole generation of Bogans will become Perth Festival patrons. Oh, Ian, good morning to you. This is a great idea.
Good morning.
So you're a classical musician and a composer, but obviously an AC/DC fan as well.
Oh, look, I spent my early 20s driving down this highway in my panel van. Admittedly, my panel van had a cello in it and I was on my way to the concert hall to play Beethoven. But, like, I still was in a panel van on this highway, listening to AC/DC. So it's great that I get to join part of my world together, I guess.
When they sing about the highway to hell, is it that stretch of Canning Highway they're singing about?
So, yes, they used to do lots of gigs in at the Raffles Hotel, and Bon, as a Frio boy who went to John Curtin and walked the highway often from the Leopold, but it was his main watering hole, up the highway towards the trade winds. And so for this event, like behind these trucks, we're going to invite people to walk behind the trucks, and it becomes a kind of a cortege because it was 40 years to the day since he was buried in Frio Cemetery.
Oh, that's a really nice idea. Has this been brewing in your mind, Ian Grandage, for a while?
Look, I was driving in, getting a lift into work with a friend, and he reminded me of the story because it had been floating around all of our consciousnesses, this the Highway to Hell story, and I was going, yes. And then it so happened that I saw the Long Way to the Top video where they cruised around the streets of Melbourne on a flatbed truck, and the two somehow conflated. And then I was going, oh, no, you couldn't, could you? And then suddenly, every time I mentioned it to someone, then people just go, oh, that's brilliant. And so, like, it's clearly, I'm only a mirror here. I'm not the beginning or the ending of this. I'm just reflecting the excitement in other people's eyes about doing something that's mental and huge.
Ian Grandage, it's a great idea. He's our guest, the artistic director of the Perth Festival. Let's look at some of the bands now. We've got a Finnish bluegrass band called Stephen Seagulls.
Describe them for people that haven't seen them.
So they're Scandinavian bluegrass band, and they do a whole series of bluegrass versions of various songs, but this version of Thunderstruck is hugely popular. And I just think, like, the banjo doing those kind of things, all of these reinventions. I've heard Simo from the Sensitive New Age Cowpersons do a pretty mean Thunderstruck as well. So there's all sorts of these little connections, even to Frio bands, when there's an international band like them coming in. But the idea is that everyone brings a bit of themselves to the to Bond's legacy and to AC/DC's legacy. So it feels like it's owned by everybody here, not just a covers band. It's actually a whole pile of artists having fun with this source material.
It's lovely to hear you talk about Simo. Ian Simpson, one of our best banjo players. He'll be delighted to be talked about this morning. I hope you're well, Simo. What about these guys? Have a listen. This is Japanese female rock trio. This is not actually the best recording, unfortunately, but it'll give you an idea. That's a Japanese female rock trio called Shonen Knife.
Yeah, so we've been really keen. Pete Stone, who's the creative producer, has been, and all of us at the festival have been really keen to make sure that there's a series of strong women doing, paying their homage to these songs too, so that it's not just a the danger of it being just that testosterone laden kind of heavy rock land, but actually Abby May sang Highway to Hell yesterday for the launch with the premiere, and she just somehow imbues the entire thing with the essence of that kind of rock world. But there's versions where these big rock things are completely owned by the female side, and I'm sure Bon would be thrilled.
We're talking with Ian Groundage, the festival director of the Perth Festival. His plan to close out the next Festival of Perth in March is with this fantastic celebration. Again, that's just that's a phone recording of these guys, but that's Melbourne Rockers, Amel and the Sniffers. Because you just have to have mullets in there somewhere, don't you?
Well, yeah. Have you seen me recently? I haven't had that. My mum's incredibly disappointed. Like, my hair is a good 2 inches over the back of the collar, and everyone's saying, oh, look at that, you could plait it, Iggy. So anyway, I'll go get a haircut soon. The mullet job's almost done.
Now, Ian, before I let you go, there will be people who are not necessarily AC/DC fans who might also be going, you're really going to close Canning Highway for 8 hours. What do you say to them?
Oh, look, this is one event of many in the entire festival. And certainly we there's a series of various different musical elements in there. It's not all AC/DC. There's a huge family focus down at Tompkins Park. There's a whole series of other acts that we'll be announcing across summer. It really is even if it's only a stroll down the highway with a whole pile of perhaps rather loud music, but also great music going on around you. The whole thing is about community and celebrating this place and the stories of this place.
Ian, we look forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Lovely to chat at 7 in the morning. The very rock and roll hour.
Yeah, Ian Groundage there.